Good morning, welcome to Burger King.
I'm looking at this enormous burrito, and man, it's big, I tell you that. Dang. Mm. Give me one of them enormouses. Enormouses. Watch out. Mm-hmm. Let's do it now.
Okay, I think I know what you're ordering.
Get the new Eggnormous burrito now only at Burger King. A hearty breakfast burrito packed with sausage and bacon, plus eggs, cheese, and hash browns. Only at Burger King at participating restaurants.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Dee is actually in Hawaii on Mother's Day and a well-deserved vacation for Dee. So this is Nadia Angelini. I'm an intuitive as well. And you can see more about me at intuitionbynadia.com. Those of you, most of you know me. I sub for Dee all the time. So excited to be here. Just so you guys know, this is the 300th show. So how cool is that, that I get to host the 300th show and it's Mother's Day. So I'm feeling very excited. I had my own show yesterday morning, and so there's going to be those of you that overlap to me and Dee. There's going to be a little bit of repetition today because I really like to go over the energies coming up in the month whenever. My show is the beginning, the first Saturday of every month, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's blogtalkradio.com/intuitionbynadia. So you guys, the energy is crazy right now, as most of you know. I'm going to go over a little bit. What I do is I do a channeled newsletter every month about the energies of the month coming up and kind of what to expect and some tools to help balance you. So basically, the big theme is really being willing to be honest with yourself and realizing that anything you try to hide from yourself is going to kind of come up with a vengeance. I've had several people contact me and kind of panic around physical issues coming up. Because the body will talk to you. You know, if you're not paying attention to what's going on, like for example, if you have low-grade anxiety every day and you have that going on all the time, your body's going to start to break down. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I have the flu or I have this and I don't know what's going on. Or, you know, so it's kind of like what you need to start paying attention to when it's at a 3 instead of when it gets to a 10, if that makes any sense. So this month especially, if you do not pay attention, it's going to like really amp up. You might find yourself becoming more easily irritated, more easily aggravated, and then the next minute be like, I'm feeling zen and wonderful. So there's this kind of dichotomy between like I know what the good vibration is and what it feels like to be in alignment. So that when anything takes me slightly out of alignment, I want to kill people. It's like amazing. So I'm hearing that a lot as well of like this sort of, you know, it's almost like we know so well that we're supposed to feel good that any discord, it's like it's intolerable in a way. So I really am encouraging you guys to speak your feelings, write out your feelings, get really honest with yourself and start to kind of dig a little deeper within yourself to see, you know, where am I? Because even when physical stuff, you know, I have to bring up the physical stuff because I just had literally 5 clients in the past 24 hours contact me about physical manifestations of like physical pain or in that area in the physical body. Once it manifests in the physical body, it's really, really difficult because you're dealing with pain. And once you're dealing with pain, it's really hard to get your mind off the pain. So it's already been practiced. As Abraham would say, the vibration has been practiced so much that the manifestation is already in the body. So I really tell people to almost go, thank you, body, for bringing this forward. Thank you for trying to process this for me. I've gotten the message I need to get from you. Now I give you permission to heal. So if there's something going on physically for some of you, I always encourage that, because go towards it. I mean, whenever it's a negative emotion, a negative feeling, a negative pain, our instinct is take an Advil, make it stop, make it stop, make it stop. And what I suggest is, in order to really make it stop and not and kind of break the cycle of things coming back around and back around and back around, you need to go towards it. So you go towards the pain. What's the message you have to give me? What's the message of this headache? What's the message? You know, it could be simple as you're dehydrated. It could be I'm angry and frustrated and I need to express it and I haven't expressed it. You know, so really encouraging you guys to kind of be that loving parent to yourself, be that mother on Mother's Day today and the rest of the month. The other thing I wanted to talk about was also really paying attention to where you're triggered. So let's say, I'm going to just get political for like a brief second, but like, especially when, you know, Donald Trump, it's really easy to get triggered. It's really easy to go, oh, like, get really afraid and triggered when you see something that you feel powerless over, or that you feel is unfair, or that you feel is not right. And, you know, we've talked about this on Dee's show, and I encourage everybody to put energy where you want it to go. So if I see Donald Trump, it's like I'm trusting that we are going to move forward towards inclusion in this country, not separation. And that's what I'm seeing manifest. And I'm knowing and trusting that the universe is not moving backwards, it's moving forward. So whoever gets elected will be the highest person for this country. And so it is, you know, really claiming what you want. And that can be around anything, okay, whether it's, you know, money or anything. So really being clear about that this month, because the energy is really intense. So wherever you put your energy, it's going to kind of, it's like putting, you know, gasoline on a fire. So if it's going in the negative way, it's going to put gasoline on that fire. And if it's going in the positive way, it's going to put gasoline on that fire. So we want to put it in the right direction, right? Okay. So let me tell you a little bit about the way I work. It's a little different than Dee. I'm also an intuitive, and I'm going to channel for whoever comes through. You can ask me a specific question, whatever it is that you want guidance on, or you can also ask just generally what I'm getting for you. If there's a general, if you want to, you know, my understanding is I'm really communicating with each individual person's energy field, angels, guides, depending on the person who comes forward, to communicate whatever it is you need to hear today. So my intention is to be of the highest service to every single person here today. So let's get started on callers. Very fun. Okay, I am starting here with Susan from Niagara Falls. Hi again.
Hi, Nadia.
Susan. Two days in a row.
Well, yeah, I know. But you know, something really interesting happened last night that...
Oh, great.
But I have two simple, quick questions from yesterday.
Sure.
I told you I was going to get a $30,000 grant for fixing my house up. And I've decided to go ahead with that. And I'm wondering, you said, you know, Mercury retrograde. And I'm thinking, well, should I apply for it during Mercury retrograde, or should I wait till after it's over?
Well,
that was the one question.
It's a great question. This Mercury retrograde is really about going inward. So I'm not getting, they're still telling me you can take action this month. So if it feels good, do it. It's kind of like, instead of like, this feels right to me, because it seems like your energy is really in alignment with it. You know, and
okay,
it might
good.
Not be all the way done until after, you know, the Mercury retrograde's over, but you can definitely take the action towards it right now at this time.
Yeah, well, this would be just getting the paperwork started. And then, of course,
yeah, absolutely.
You know,
yeah,
all
it
that
won't be done until Mercury retrograde is over, but I think absolutely you can get that started. I get a yes on that.
Okay, that's what I wanted to find out. The other thing is, I told you about my knee, and my doctor recommended these series of three injections of this gel stuff for my knee to help my knee, and I'm wondering if that's a good idea.
I get a yes on that, too. I get a yes.
Okay, good.
You know,
I
always say, you know, doctors are God, too. You know, vaccines are God, too. You know, all of this is part of the solution, which is great.
Okay, that was a good...
Yeah.
Okay, now here's the big one. Yesterday, I had a really good day. I did a lot of work, and I also pampered myself, you know, between times, you know, when I felt bad and stuff. I laid down and, you know, pampered myself, and...
Great.
And then I went out to karaoke. I've got, you know, ribs ready to be cooked. You know, I did all the preparation yesterday, and I went out to karaoke. And I was going to drive home the karaoke guy that does it, because he asked me if I would, you know, because I always stay to the end.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was there, all of a sudden I started having this horrible pain in my chest and back. It felt like somebody, you know, took a spear into my back.
Sure.
And just, you know, and I had to go in the bathroom and like loosen up my clothing and stuff. I mean, I could, it just, mm-hmm. it was outrageous.
Scary.
I mean, it was really bad.
Scary.
And I
yeah.
was,
sure.
I kept, yeah, I kept walking around and sitting down and trying different places. And I just asked the guy, I says, you know, can you find another ride? Because I feel bad. I want to go mm-hmm. home. And then he asked me, well, what scale? And so I told him, well, it's about an 8, 9, mm-hmm. you know, it's pain. I mean, it's really, really bad. And he says, well, in that case, if you say that, then I'm obligated to call the paramedics. Do you want me to call the paramedics
yeah.
for you? I agreed. Just like you said, you know, to have other
people
help me.
Let people help you. Sure, sure.
So I agreed, and then one of my other friends there came up to me and asked me if, you know, he would like me to come, you know, have him come with me to the hospital to get.
Well,
you know,
I love all these people coming forward for you, which is really nice. Big shout.
Yeah, these are my mm-hmm. karaoke. These are my friends from the Amity Club
right.
that I met.
Right.
And
so what did it turn out to be?
Well, I went into the hospital, and I left my oven on because I was cooking food. So I'm thinking, God, my oven's on, and I'm in
sure.
the hospital. And they wanted me to stay till Monday to get tests done on Monday. And as the pain subsided, and I'm thinking, you know, because they thought, you know, maybe heart, obviously.
Of course.
But I was thinking it possibly instead of was heart more in the digestive system with like acid reflux and
sure,
just
sure.
the whole digestive
mm-hmm,
thing.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, it feels
and
it
so,
feels to me like it's a pressure underneath the heart, not on the heart. That's where it feels
mm-hmm.
to me when you're talking to me about it.
Uh-huh.
And I would definitely get the test done. I always say, you know, I'm not a medical intuitive. I'm not a doctor. But when I find, again, this is a similar symptom that I've been hearing from people, which is very interesting that you're calling about this exact symptom, which is a
mm-hmm.
sharp pain, and it feels like it's right where the stomach is, right under the heart, near the lungs, and it's very sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And this is old grief. This is old anger and old grief, okay? So that's
okay.
what that area is. So if you can, when we get off the phone, is just see, like almost put your hand there and ask that part of the body, what is it trying to process for you? Because whatever it's trying to process for you, what you are not have not processed from the past. And this is what I was saying in the beginning, is that it's going to come up. The body's going to be like, pay attention here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that it's around the heart. It feels around the heart. So it's, again, where have you felt pain that you need to just release and let go of now in your life, in your long
yeah,
life, okay?
Yeah,
so I would just
a lot
go
of places.
Towards that. Yeah, and get the tests on Monday 100%. But emotionally and spiritually, that's the work. You know, when there's a physical pain, you go towards it. You ask it, okay, whatever's
yeah,
in here, I'm willing to let it go.
They you know, wanted to, like, the test they wanted to do, they wanted to do stress tests on me and some
well,
other
but
tests.
You do every whatever test they want to do, you do it, because the bottom line is, you know, Western medicine can be really helpful, but I'm just saying do the spiritual work and you'll open to the highest solution, whatever that may be.
Okay, so I
you know,
that would mean going back to the hospital.
I would go, just to be safe, because, you know, it's for peace of mind also. So you do the spiritual work today. And then you go tomorrow
mm-hmm.
and there could be nothing wrong. And then you know nothing's wrong. And then you can kind of relax, you know. But I would definitely just go, because that way it's like there's going to be it feels like there's going to be an opening to a solution. It might be a small thing. I don't feel like there's something majorly wrong. I just feel like there's something small that there's a little solution to that they can bring in.
Yeah. Well, I've had a lot of acid reflux. A lot lately. Just
sure, sure. So it could be like a stomach acid pill or something like that. But I want you to deal with the spiritual and emotional aspects before tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. All
okay,
right. Thank
great.
You, Susan.
Thank
you
so much,
day.
Nadia. Thank you for talking to me again.
No problem. Bye.
I appreciate. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. So sweet. Kathy from Seattle. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Nadia. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. How can I help
so
you
great
today?
To hear from you. Well, I missed the show yesterday because I had an appointment. But anyway, so this is just wonderful that you're here. But I just wanted to, number one, just wish you a happy Mother's Day. And then just do
thank
a little
you.
Check-in. It's interesting that Susan had the little situation, because I had something like that a little while ago, and then it released. I'm like, okay, so what's this about? But I think everything that you talked about, I was like, okay, yeah, I've got to pay more attention to that. But just checking in to see what might be there for me to know.
Well, what's really interesting, Kathy, could you give me just the month and day of your birthday?
7/15.
There we go. Okay, Cancer. You definitely, what's coming in is so much healing on your, I'm like so much healing energy. It's only, you know, there's a lot of angels and guides around you right now. It's like you're going through a major healing at this time. You're also getting in touch with, you're kind of, they're showing me like doors to your personal happiness. Like they're right in front of you, these doors. Okay. And it's like you've really taken a lot of steps and there's still this one step left. Okay, I'm like,
open the doors,
right. And part of it is acknowledging that you are the healer. Like, I don't think you're really owning that you are the master of your own energy field, that you are the healer, and not only of yourself, but you have definitely a healer energy for others as well. You have that in your energy, very mothering energy, actually, ironically today. And, you know, you're so deeply sensitive, and you're one of the people that I really, you know, you're built like me in the sense that you feel every little thing. And so it's challenging you've spent probably a lot of your life shoving it down just to function. And now it's almost like they want you to go, no, go towards that. Sensitivity is your biggest asset at this time. Go towards that, because that's where your healer is. Because that heightened sensitivity gives me the way to feel you. Do you see what I mean? Like, I had to shut it off for so many years because I could feel too much. And now it's like, oh, it's my biggest asset. Because now I don't have to take on other people's energy. But you're right there, Kathy. You're right there. I see the doors. You just have to open them and really own that you got this. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way I feel. It's like, I got this.
It's interesting that you said that, because just the other day, because I've done a lot of work around doing some healing and stuff and so on. And then just the other day, I just got this little thing that said, well, can you really do this? I don't know where that came from.
Exactly.
It really took me by surprise. And
well, because
it
was deep down in there. And that's exactly right. It's like that little bit of doubt in yourself. And that little bit of doubt is what's keeping you from opening those doors. And it's really being willing to be all that you came here to be. I'm willing to be all that I am, you know, because those of us that are really sensitive in this life, you know, we were not raised in a safe environment to be able to feel like we are going to be taken care of and safe being in this open, vulnerable, sensitive space. And now the world is changing. The more authentic you are, the more honest you are, the more open you are, the more you get rewarded is what we're learning. And that's kind of, you're at that edge where you're really about to cross over.
Okay. And then the next one is, okay, am I ready for this? Well,
and it's just it's saying yes to it. I mean, I want to say this to everybody. You know, it's, can I say yes to me? And really go, wow, I'm not saying yes to me. Why? Let me sit with that. You know, it's kind of like, I'm saying yes to being the authentic me 100%. I'm saying yes to being all that I am and really feel what that feels like.
And then one, because I always argue with myself, I get these stupid conversations in my mind. I'm a constant arrogant.
Sure, we all do.
So as you're saying this, I'm going, I'm claiming, yes, I am that powerful. I am what I claim to be. And then on the other side of the, I'm going, well, maybe not.
Well, and I want you to look at that side. Go, okay, let me hear what you have to say. It's like an argument between yourself. Okay, why am I not? Why do you think I'm not? Let it hear it out and be like, okay, I get you're afraid. I got you. Do you see what I mean? Like, it's almost like you have to mother that aspect of yourself, because that's the wounded, afraid aspect. That's the wounded child self. No, we're not. No, you can't do it. You're small. No. Why? What makes you think you're so special? That old tape that it's, we're all special. It's like Jesus. It's like, we are all the sons and daughters of God. Okay. Jesus told us, you know, and I, you know, it's one of those things that we're not getting it. You know, and it's really hard to own it, that you are on that level and really awakening and giving permission for your higher being to take over your life instead of that lower being to take over your life. Sometimes that perspective helps.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. That was the piece right there.
Okay, good.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks so much,
okay.
Kathy.
Have a great day, Nadia.
Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. So many familiar voices today. Hi, Jeannie from New York.
Hello, my love. Somehow.
Hi, sweetheart.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
And I hope the kid's behaving himself.
He's being a good boy.
Good. But I've gotten off your list again.
Oh, you did? Okay, Jeannie. You know, I don't know how that happens. So email me at intuitionbynadia@gmail.com, and I'll get you on.
Thank you, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know what mm-hmm. you are seeing for me. I am still having severe problems with this ankle.
Sleep thing? The ankle, okay.
The ankle, and it's
well,
turned into sciatica.
Yeah, they're showing me it's already done. That's so funny, the sciatica thing. They're showing me it's already done, that you're going to get victory over this, that this is going to be, it's going to be done. You're really surrounded by, it's interesting that you're surrounded by, like, your bottom chakra is really open right now. So
yeah.
It's like grounding to the earth. So you've been really doing that work, which is great, like the grounding and the, and stuff. So the only thing that I'm feeling is, you know, this, which leg is it?
The right.
The right leg. So the right leg is out in the world, is because that's what I was feeling. It's kind of like really moving forward and expanding into a new level, because you're, you know, and it's, I love this theme today, is like, Jeannie, you know who you are.
Yes.
Okay. You've been able to manifest the joy in your own life and for yourself, and now you're supposed to go out into the world. And there's a little bit of, wait, I'm safe in my community. I'm safe in my body. I'm safe by myself. But really going out there in the world and being this and bringing this out to the world and being the healer that I know that I am, that's where the resistance is. Okay.
Okay.
So the right leg is like carrying you forward. Do you see what I mean? It's like stepping into a new reality. So there's a lot of good, it's like you've asked for some changes, and there's a little bit of, well, I'm really comfortable where I am. I've kind of figured this out where I am. And I don't want to have to, things change and have to figure it out there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sort of.
So there's just, there's a little bit of, you know, I always say re-listen, because sometimes when you're on the air, it's hard to, it's hard to like take it all in. But you're really in this grounding into the earth. It's like this, Jeannie, let me put it this way. You have so much in your vibrational escrow that's humongous, that's larger than life, that's really expanded. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
Like you really have it. And it's not here on this plane yet. And you need to walk into that really expanded version of your, of what you've put out there. It's inviting you forward. And there's a little bit of fear only because you're finally safe and comfortable where you are. Having this, it feels like I have to start over. It feels like, oh, I'm going to have to start over and you know, I'm finally in a good place where I am now. And they're going, no, 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 keep moving, keep expanding, keep going, because you've asked for these things that are huge. Like, I see them. They're huge. Like, you know, more money, more big, big, big. Okay? Big, big, big. And that's what they're calling you forward. And so the leg is going, yeah, there's resistance. So whatever that is, and again, like I said before, a lot of physical stuff today. I knew it was coming in. The channel told me, they're like, physical. It's like, thank you, leg, I hear you. I hear you. And I'm willing to move forward into that. I'm safe moving forward.
In other
expanded
words,
version.
For me, it's moving 95% of me into 5.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it.
And learning
you
to
got
be
it,
steady
girl.
In it. That's
yeah,
the problem
safe.
We
I'm
all
steady,
have.
I'm steady. I'm safe. Exactly. It's, where can I find my balance? In all this new, because what I'm seeing for you, Jeannie, is a lot of new, and that means upheaval, that means change, you know, and when we don't feel steady or we don't feel, it's that scary, you know, and the pain is an excuse to stay back.
It is.
You know, it's an excuse to stay in our box.
Thank you, my darling.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Intuition@Nadia.com. It's coming up shortly.
Intuition by Nadia. By Nadia.
Intuition by
Nadia. Yeah, at gmail.com.
Thank you, my darling. I love you.
Thank you. Love you. Okay, here I have Alicia from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Nadia. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. So glad I got you. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm working on, I guess, recreating a loving and harmonious marriage with my husband. And
great.
I feel like there's something in my way.
Okay.
Some belief or fear, and I wondered if you could tap into it and shed some
light. Sure. If
you
don't mind, give me your month and the day of your birthday.
2/19.
Okay, great. So again, deeply sensitive woman you are, Alicia. Deeply sensitive. The
yes.
good news is, oh, you have so many feelings. It's like crazy. Many things. So let me take one at a time. The first thing is, you are not, it looked to me like you were in a state of being tied up and wound up and like really feeling trapped, and I don't feel that anymore. It's like you're out of that cycle, okay?
Oh,
you're moving into a new cycle. So that's really, really great news. There is a little bit of, it's like you only want to see the good. You're like, no, I just want it to be okay. I just want it to be good. That I want you to really acknowledge. It's kind of like when a mother, and I'm gonna have to say a bad word on radio, but my girlfriend, it's like with a mother. A mother never wants to acknowledge that they're resentful at their kids, right? But I have a good friend, and she has a four-year-old, and she was like, I hate that bitch today about her four-year-old. And I thought it was so funny because I was like, that's amazing that you can acknowledge that you're resentful at your child, because that's human. That's human. And I feel like there's a lot of resentment at your husband that you're like trying to go, I'm going to peek in the past, and I'm going to be zen about this. And you're not. You're still kind of pissed, and you're still kind of like resentful.
But
I
listen to all this Abraham that tells me, you know, you have to let that pipe die and rebuild the new ones.
I love it. I love it. And thank you for bringing this up, Alicia, because I love me some Abraham. I'm a huge fan of Abraham. Been a fan of Abraham since the 80s. And here's the issue with Abraham that I have. And even Conversations with God, Neil Donald Walsh says this. If you cannot not feel it, look right at it. Abraham will tell you that. If you can't not think it, look right at it. So the problem, what we do, and this is about the lying to ourselves, is that, you know, yes, if I want to manifest a positive, loving relationship with my husband, okay, I absolutely want that. My desire is there. I'm in alignment, right? Right. But if I'm not in alignment, if I'm lying to myself and I'm like, well, I don't want to think that, so I'm going to shove it under the rug, it's still alive in my energy. So, you know, the vortex goes, you're not tricking me. I can feel that resentment there. Do you see what I mean? You're saying you want it, but, you know, it's there. So I'll wait, you know? And so my thing is, you know, because my master's degree is in psychology and, you know, marriage family therapy. So I did all that, and I'm like, it's a combination of both. You need to be able to go, let me look right at it, shine the light on it in order to release it so that I can be in alignment with what I desire.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So what I would do is, Are you guys in couples therapy?
No.
Okay.
We're not quite to that stage yet.
Okay, well, I always recommend it. You know, if you don't mind giving me your husband's month and day of his birthday.
1/18.
1/18, okay. So you guys, it's so funny, cusp always marries a cusp because he's the 18th and you're the 19th. So, you know, the challenge that you have is that you kind of tend to hide. You hold in, you hold in, you hold in, you explode. You hold in, you hold in, you hold in, you explode. And he also shoves everything under the rug. So this has been the issue, is neither of you, you get to a point where neither of you are being 100% authentic with each other. And what's going to create the intimacy and the love, and I always say I do couple therapy, so it's like, you know, getting in a fight is okay. It's the repair that really builds that trust. It's like, you know, when you fight with a sister or a family member, that's why you're so close with family, because the love doesn't get taken away. It's like we can argue and we can get out resentment, but the love is still here. And that's what really builds that security and foundation. It's okay if we fight. So what I would invite you to do is just for you, go, really let me look at what I'm resentful at. Let me really, my intention is to release it, okay? And let me put my energy, then you can put your energy in what you want to create.
Okay.
And your commitment is to be your authentic self with this person. Hey, I'm
Absolutely.
Really feeling angry right now. Yeah, I'm really feeling scared right now, or I'm really feeling – and you own it, not you're making me mad. No, I'm feeling triggered.
You know, I always say in couples, own your side of the street. That's the only side of the street you have control over. But I would really, there's some old resentments there, and I would just get them out. Because once they're out, then you're done. Talk them to a friend. Talk them to, you know what I mean? Get them out of your body. So you don't have to bring it into the relationship anymore. Not necessarily to him. I would actually say not to him. Okay? Because I don't think he can receive it. He has a little of that ego, male ego thing going on. You know, he can't be wrong. So, you know, that's going to be an issue because he can't take that in because he really wants your love as well. I feel like he very much loves you.
Thank you. I needed to hear that.
Yeah. No, he very much loves you. You guys will work it out. You guys are going to work it out. I feel like definitely you guys are going to work it out. It doesn't feel like it's a separation to me. It feels like there just needs to be worked through some emotions and resentments that are from the past that need to be let go before you can move into the new energy.
So we're going to be okay?
I get a yes. I get a yes. You both of you want the same thing, so that's really good. You both
Thank
want
you
the
so
same
much.
Thing. Thank you, Alicia.
Good. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye. I get all fired up about the relationship stuff. I love doing that work. Okay. Oh, so many fun, familiar people today. I have Patty in Santa Monica. Hi, Patty.
Hi. Miss you.
Long time no talk. Miss you. What can I do for you today?
I am back at work, and
Great.
I feel like my brain – Yes. And I feel like my brain is not working – like, I'm not remembering and retaining. And I'm not sure if it's the chemo. I'm still on the chemo. Or if it's I'm blocking it in some way.
Okay. I get that it's a yes and, okay? So what a yes and is, it's like, you know, since I'm like a, you know, I'm half German and half Italian, and my husband makes fun of me that since I had a baby, it's like, where'd the German go? I used to be like on it, like, now I'm like, what? I don't even know. Where are my keys? Like, I'm like totally spacey. So there's a part of it that is physical, like a small part. They're showing me like 10%. Not 90% of it is that it's actually a positive thing. It's like you're trying to go to the mind to drive the ship, and your body's trying to say, no, go to the intuition. Don't go to your mind. It's not reliable.
Hmm.
And it's the same thing with me. I have to go all the way into the intuition, all the way into the feeling, and that's what happens when you kind of get that spacey thing going on, is that, I need to start listening to the other aspect of me, because this aspect is not going to be there for me in this. And I get it. It's like, and then I just write myself lists. You know, it's like, okay, here's my list of stuff I got to remember. Because that's it. Because it's not anything, you know, the key, it's like me. It's like the hormones. Yeah, it's a part of it, but it's really not the whole thing. It's that I really need to go drop into my body, drop in, because your mind actually takes you out of your body, Patty. And you need to go in.
Okay.
You know, you want to be more present with your body to really release all the chemo stuff. And keep claiming that you only get the good from the chemo and none of the bad. Just keep claiming that.
Good from the chemo. Okay. And can I ask you another question? Is there anything in my financial flow? It feels like I'm back
You're
at
right
work
there.
And
they keep and, showing and I, me these other – I think this happens to me all the time. They show me all these other possibilities of where money can come in. And so really opening again to, because you have this idea, it's going to come in through here. And I want you to go, I see all these doors opening with different ways of money coming in. I see all these doors, like see like six doors, like all doors are opening. You just need to be open to money coming in from different places than you think it's going to come in.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patty.
Okay.
Bye.
Can I ask one more?
Oh, sorry, Patty. I'm sorry. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. You know what? Email me, Patty, and I'll be happy to help you. Okay. I'm moving on to Susan from Texas. Hello, Susan.
Hello. Hi. I really don't know. I guess I'm just here to see what the channels have to say today.
I love it.
I'm celebrating Mother's Day for everyone, and especially many mothers I see are mothers that never birthed but are wonderful mothers to our children.
Absolutely. And to animals as well.
Exactly. Well, they taught me from the time I was a child. And today's my birthday. So I'm celebrating
Happy
that
birthday.
Too.
Happy birthday.
So
you know, I see a lot of good stuff in your energy. Can you tell me where the love is in your energy right now? Where's
well,
the where's
I,
the rom-
at, actually, I was just divorced, and that's kind of a wave of a little bit of grief, Bill, because it was a 45-year-old marriage, and it was a narcissist.
I see someone else coming in this year, Susan. I got to tell you, the first thing they showed me was somebody else coming in. I know you're not ready for. I'm just telling you, girl. I'm telling you. That was literally like
because
the
it was a
like,
shock opener. It was I was loving the work that this last couple months have done because of the bullying. I really, during the mediation process, I found out really what a narcissist and what he was doing secretly throughout
dealing with
all
the narcissist,
years.
People don't get it. True. They deal with it. It's real.
True.
And it's they're very shaming, and you probably spent your whole life, you know, really, you know, they try to get you down to build themselves up. So I mean, you've done incredible shifting since you've left this man. So yay. I mean, Susan, I'm really impressed with the healing you've done on yourself. I got to tell you, it's a great work. But I'm going to be honest with you is that through all that negativity for 45 years, you have this like other love in your escrow. And I'm just telling you, when you're ready for it, and I tell this to women that are going to get pregnant when I see souls already ready to come in. You let the universe know when you're ready for this new love to come in, because I'm telling you, you have a new love coming in.
I have such a self-love. You know, I've been thinking because
definitely,
I pull angel
because
cards
of
and
that.
I keep saying romance, and I keep saying romance
that's
with
what
me.
You know?
I just want a little freedom for a while.
No, and I think that, but I'm thinking that knowing that whoever you bring in will add to that freedom and expansion.
And I'll be dancing with them where it's a free
dance.
That's
right.
I get it. Yeah.
It's not anything that you, it's no entrapment. It's the opposite.
Okay. Yeah.
You've been in chains and you're free.
Exactly.
And that energy is actually in alignment with this new romance. So I'm just telling you, I mean, you're getting it. I'm getting it. You know, it's there. When you're ready, invite it in. And what I would just say is I'm bringing love and freedom into every aspect of my life, whatever that looks like, you know.
Yeah.
And it's ironically, I see you younger with this person. Like there's going to be this youth. I want to cry. I really want to cry.
Yeah.
It's like there's this
I've always felt I'm in my seventh decade and I feel so young, you know. And
I see you traveling. I see you. Yeah.
And
there's like a new life.
Right. Well, it's not age. It was weight of a burden. Somebody holding, pulling the retreat, you know, in that relationship.
That you allowed it, you know, because you didn't know who you were. And how blessed are you that in this life you're getting out of it and it's like there's going to be a new rebirth. So just be open to whatever, because whatever comes in is going to be in a loving, free energy. Okay. So just be open to that. And you're doing wonderful work acknowledging your feelings and grieving. And that's the way to get through it is you're going, you have to go through the forest. And this is the thing about Abraham. When you're in pain, you can't pretend you're not. Okay.
Right.
The vibration's not going to buy it. Okay. But I think that you really are starting to feel the freedom.
Physically, will that release a lot? Will that release a lot? Because I've had to release a lot of the physical ailments.
Yes. And the other thing I would say is really the last piece you need to release. I feel like you've released him. You haven't released the resentment at yourself.
The only thing is legally, I lost the home, but I have 90 days to that, and he's making it difficult physically he can come, and that concerns my family and me.
Just see yourself as safe. I always say ask all your guides and angels to be around your house. Bless him away. Go through love.
Right.
I don't feel concerned about that energetically. He's already gone out of your energy.
I don't either.
But what I am concerned about is the resentment at yourself that you're gonna have to look at.
Yeah.
Of why did I stay and the excuses you made. Yeah, and all of that. That's the last piece that
I'm
really letting it go.
I've been reviewing that. That's like, tonight I'm going to write my birthday, you know, thing for the year and stuff, and that was what I was going to work on.
Love and freedom.
You know, the
love and freedom
that we've learned, you know, and the gift I've given our family has received gifts.
And
you
have children because of him, yes? You have children with him.
Three beautiful.
Yeah, so that's the blessing is thank you for being the sperm donor to my three children.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. That was about the positive part I could come up with. That and the lesson to be taught of how not to be. Because my son said
that. Well, he also showed you who you really are. By knowing,
right.
by seeing what you're not, you got to see who you really are. You're gonna,
That's
he's
right.
going to give you an opportunity to put in your escrow this life that you're moving into now.
That's
because
right.
Because you got more years here, Susan. You got a lot more years. So
yeah, I feel it.
You know. All right.
Bye,
so thank you.
You
so much. Thank you.
Thank
Have
you
a great day.
Bye bye. Now you too.
Bye bye. Bye bye. Okay, now I have Luz from Massachusetts. Hopefully I said that right. Is that right?
Yes. Hi, Nadia.
Hi. Hi. How can I help you?
This is my first time talking to you, but I like your energy.
Oh, thank you. So what can I help you with?
Yes. So for the longest time, I wanted a relationship, you know, where there's chemistry, passion. I want it all, and it haven't
yeah,
happened
girl.
To me.
Okay, so you want to manifest the romantic relationship. Is that
yes.
what you're saying?
Well,
okay, great.
I have my,
so let's see.
Like, I have met guys and, you know, date them for a little bit, but I go into these, I don't know, I think I already have talked to the, like, she has said that I feel that I'm not good enough, but my question is, why do
yeah.
I feel like that?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple things, which is you kind of give your power away to a man. It's like as soon as you're with a man, you, like, give him all the power for your self-esteem. Do you know what I'm saying? So
for
it's
my
like
what?
For your self-esteem. It's like all yourself. Instead of like I'm the best, and you, if you want, you're lucky to be in my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's more like, oh, do you want me? Do you like me? Do you love me? Do you need to know? If you're looking, you're seeking that approval outside of yourself. So the challenge that you're having is that you're staying in a weakened position. So the man that you want. Wants the strong, powerful version of you. That's the man that you want is a match to that version of you. Does that make sense? So what I would say is, do you know that you deserve to get this person that you want in your life?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So what I'm saying to you is when you meet somebody who's not that and you know they're not, what do?
When I meet somebody that I know
is not the guy, is not what you want, what do?
Stick around.
Do you not stick around or you do not? Okay, good. That's great.
I do not. What? No. But
good.
I meet this guy, but you're right about what you just said before. Yeah. When I meet the guys and I feel that we have this amazing chemistry, I sort of forgot that I was the one who manifested this person. And you're right. I'm looking for, you know, like to like me and all.
Yes.
Now when you say it, I resonate with what you say.
Okay, good. And what I mean by that is all of a sudden they have the power. Instead of you going, I'm deciding if you're what I want. Do you see what I mean? Instead of focusing on them wanting you. Is this person what I want? And I want somebody, you know, I'm a Leo, so I'm like, I want somebody who makes me a queen. I want to be the number one. If you don't make me number one, there's the door. I'll find someone else. You know, it's that kind of attitude. It's like, I know what I want. And, you know, this is the problem with chemistry, Luz. I always say you become deaf, dumb, and blind when there's chemistry. you know, all of a sudden you can't see anything but the chemistry, and you'll ignore the things that are, that's not so good, or I don't like that, or, you know. You'll ignore all that stuff when the chemistry's there. And
Now that you say that about sticking around, because of the chemistry I feel with the person, and even though there's not like exactly what I, you know, the relationship
right.
or whatever that is not heading where I wanted to, I do stick around.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly
yes.
what I'm saying. So that's where you need to go, hey, this person is not what I want. But you're so afraid that that's telling you that the belief is, I'm not going to meet someone I have this chemistry with, but you will. It's like you take pieces of every person you've been with and you put them all together and that's your ideal person. I mean, I'll tell you, I had with my husband, I had a list of everything I wanted, 103 things, Blues, 103. Okay? That's how many things I wanted from so many, okay? And I got everything I wanted. But I had to go bring him in. I don't want anything but my guy. So I would tell the universe, bring me my person or bring me no one. Because you get too confused. okay? Bring me my person. Write out that list. Okay?
I was thinking to do that today after, like...
Do it today, girl. It's a great time to manifest.
Like, last night I met, like, with a person, like, I'm being hanging out with. And basically, I got to the point to where you're saying, like, it's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're going to know, Luz. You're going to know when it's the one. So trust yourself, okay?
Okay.
You already know right away when it's not the one, and you need to listen to that.
Yeah. And even okay. Sometimes not right away. It takes, you know, like after a couple of times of meeting.
I think you'd be surprised, Luz. I think you know right away. You just need to start really listening to yourself. Because you do know right away, okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank
you. I love the relationship talk. Okay, next we have Anna from New York.
Hi, Anna. Thank you so much, and happy Mother's Day to you. So your little one's about a year old now, right?
He's a one. Yeah, look at you. Yay! Yes, you just turned a year old 2 days ago.
So congratulations. So
thank
lovely.
You. So what can I do for you today?
So, yeah, what's the message? I've been experiencing strange, you know, my brother is taking care of my cats, and one of my cats is not here anymore. And
a lot of animals leaving the planet, for sure. A lot of animals leaving the planet, definitely.
But why, he was a kitten. He should not be leaving the planet and he's normally with them, you know. So what happened to him?
Well, this is the thing, you know, I'm not an animal intuitive, but I will tell you this. Animals are a higher vibration than we are, okay?
Yeah.
You know, as Abraham would say, they're connected. They have a direct plug-in to pure positive energy. So,
yeah.
You know, I had a kitten literally that picked me. I like went and he picked me, walked over to me, sat in my lap at 2 weeks old, like little tiny baby.
Aww.
Sat in my lap. I was like, oh, he picked me, and he died of heart disease when he was 6 months old. Okay.
Oh my God.
So, but for whatever reason, those 6 months he wanted to be with me. It's not my choice. I'm powerless over his soul's choice.
Right.
But what it does do is I chose him because why, you know? So what ended up happening is I got him and his sister, and then after he passed, I got another cat that is literally the best cat. My son, like, lays on him and cuddles with him. I would have never gotten that cat. So it all, like, worked out, you know, the way it was supposed to. So trusting that, like, hey, and this is the scary part, I'm powerless over my son. I can protect him and love him as much as I can, but the truth is he has his own guidance, and he has his own soul journey, and I'm powerless over him. He's manifesting for himself already. You know what
okay.
I mean? And that's the challenge with this work, is really knowing that it applies to everything.
Right.
I can just love him.
It's just interesting that he's not here while my brother was taking care of the cat.
Well, he probably didn't want to leave with you. He's like, oh, she can't handle it. So I'll leave when he's here, you know?
Okay.
It's like, you know, when that happens, like this happened with my great-grandmother. My mom, my grandmother was taking care of her mom. And she went to take a shower, and my mom was there watching her while my grandmother took a shower, and that's when she died.
Oh,
she didn't
okay.
want to die in front of her daughter, you know.
That's,
so everybody,
yeah.
And again, it's not our soul journey. It just feels like he's like, okay, I'm done. I'm done. I'm ready to go.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's not more than that. It's very
okay.
simple for them.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else?
Let's see if there's anything else for you here. They do tell me that for you moving forward to have a kind of a strategy moving forward, like really I want you to almost have a, hey, these are the steps I'm going to take towards my goal, because it feels like things are a little wishy-washy right now. So I want you to get a little more clear and directed to where you want to go.
Ah, okay.
Okay, and almost like build a strategy. Like that's the way they're showing it to me. Like, okay, I want to get to there, so this is how I'm going to get there. And then be open to, you know, to detours, but kind of making a clear direction. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anna.
All
Bye-bye.
Right. Happy Mother.
Thank you. Okay, I have Chris from Chattanooga. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Oh, hi. It's actually Vicky. Chris just thought he was going to take the call, but I'll take the call. It's Mother's Day,
okay,
so I think
great.
It's his gift.
Yeah. That's right. Hi, Vicki. What can I do for you?
Oh, let's see. I'm not sure. Any intuition on my business or career?
Yeah, let's look at it. Okay.
All right.
So you're really in your head, okay? You're really in your head.
I know. Thank you.
You got to get out of your head. Because I'll tell you, there's the more love you bring into the business, the better it will do. They're showing me,
okay,
like,
yes, for sure,
your heart chakra, because you do have the love, but you get all wrapped up in the details and the and then the anxiety kind of contaminates the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. I'm getting ready to launch a new website, a new brand with the, you know what I mean?
Very
it's
exciting.
Enough.
Yeah,
it's so
what
exciting.
What I want you to do is call in all your angels and guides and see them blasting love to this business, blasting love. You want to bring in all the highest people that you can be of service to. You want to, you know, want it to be a win-win situation. I really want you to really focus on that love energy.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And get out of your head. Every time there's an issue in your head, be like, I'm open to the highest solution to this. Like, I want you to go to the heart and open to the solution from the heart center. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Yay. Thank you.
Keep me posted. Bye-bye.
I sure will.
Thanks. Okay, Linda from Minnesota. Hi, Linda.
Hello. Wow, my head is just spinning from everything that's been coming through with everybody else.
I know, it always does.
Yeah, I wanted to follow up a little bit on something that came up in our conversation yesterday around boundaries and codependency. Because what came up with around my family stuff in this camping trip and being able to say, you know, this is what I need. It's a concept that's outside of myself that I can't grasp.
Totally.
So if I'm dependent on you because I'm blind, that's where I have a hard enough time speaking my power anyway.
Yes.
And then
well,
when
you're
I'm
doing, you're doing it with me, lovely. You're able to do it with me. You're able to do it with Dee. So we know it's in you, but it's because you know we're safe, right? The problem with your sister and your mother is you don't feel safe with them. So what I want you to do, and this is what's really, really challenging, and it's going to be empowering, even though it feels scary, is, hey, what you just said to me is your truth. Hey, I'm really scared to talk to you about this because I actually really need your help and I feel vulnerable because I'm blind. But these are my feelings. I feel et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what it requires is you being who you're being right now. That's it. This is my honest truth. I'm vulnerable because when you're vulnerable and open, people can't put up their dukes. You know, they can't defend themselves against that. So it's almost like, you know, you're not putting your fists up. You're not defending yourself because it feels like every time you go to your family, you're kind of defending yourself already because you don't feel safe. So then you almost attract that energy, that aggressive energy from them. But if you go, I open my heart, I ask my spirit to speak through me. I just want to tell the truth. Because what do you have to lose at this point?
You mean like,
you know,
before,
what do you have to lose?
Before I'm in a place of being dependent on them to get home someplace.
Yeah, you don't do that. You don't have the conversation when you're there. You have the conversation before you go on the trip.
Right.
You know, and being willing to go, hey, it's really scary and hard for me because I have to be dependent on people and I hate it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your truth. And they're not going to attack you over that because you're being honest and you're being vulnerable. And that's what is required here because these people love you. They're your family.
Right.
Okay.
Because it plays out with other people too when I'm dependent
on them. Of course it does. Of course it does. And that's why I want you to acknowledge those feelings within yourself of like, God, universe, bring me the support, bring me the power within myself so I can feel more independent, so I can speak my truth of what I need, because you really want to bring the loving, supportive energy towards you, not the negative energy, you know?
Right. Yeah. I don't like it when people get spicy
of course not.
Stuff like that. It's like, that's
no,
like,
it's horrible.
It's horrible.
Horrible.
You're hurting me.
Exactly.
All right.
All right, sweetie. We got to wrap
Thank
it up.
You.
We got to wrap up the show. Thank you so much.
Happy
Linda.
Mother's Day.
Thank you. All right, you guys, I'm so sorry. I got to wrap it up today. Again, I'm Nadia, intuitionbynadia.com. My next show will be June 4th, Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com/ Intuition by Nadia. It's been such a pleasure talking to you guys today. I've really, really loved it, and hope to talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free and play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.